Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I am, it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Bless your holy name. Hey, 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 hey. Glory to God. Thank you. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you today. Hey, glory to God. We lift you up, we lift you up today. All right now. Our Savior. Only time of peace. Hereby we lift it up. Only God's heart draw me. With the Savior. Peace, only time of peace. He said, hereby we lift it up. On the earth, I draw me unto me. If I be left here, on the earth, I draw me unto me. Yeah. With the Savior, we fall in eternity. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all me unto me. Praise Him, praise Him. Lord, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's come by my side. He's worthy of the praise. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift you up today. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Love shall be mine. Love shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Lord, love shall be mine. Peace shall be mine. Peace shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Peace shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory shall be mine. Peace shall be mine. Peace shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Peace shall be mine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Ah, God bless you, God. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, you can go for me that day, baby. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank
we
you.
We have to always build our life
to
be on the right track.
That's right.
Want to be on.
Yes, Lord.
We have to learn how to hold
empty. Yes, yes,
fight
yes.
Fight our battles.
Yes.
And guide us in the right direction.
Yes.
Truly, I thank the Lord for everything. I thank him because he saved us down there.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
He kept us in our right mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Truly,
oh, thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I pray in the morning that, Lord, you know, you watch over the grandchildren.
Yes.
They keep them in perfect peace.
Yes, perfect peace.
Keep them mind stayed on what is supposed to be
saved. Yes, yes.
Truly, I thank the Lord for all things. I thank him because he loved us when we did not love
He loved us. He loved us. He loved us.
I thank him because he
Yes.
He is a God of many chances.
Many chances. Many chances.
Merciful God.
Yes, thank it.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And he was not
yes.
a merciful God.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Thank you.
We're not in those who love myself. And when we do things to harm our bodies.
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
When we do things that we should not do.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
We should not keep his commandments.
Yes.
We do not love ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I did not
know
yes. to
love myself.
Yes. Thank you. Pray for me that I may continue to be the wife and mother and daughter of friend and sister and he's calling for these families.
Let me say thank the Lord. Amen. Yes. Let that be another testimony. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. See, last Saturday we wasn't here, which was praise and worship, but you know, the Lord knows when he wants us to praise him. So we just turned in this service to praise and worship service, amen? Because I don't know about you, but I have a lot to be thankful for. I just want to thank God for his mercy. Thank you for his grace. Thank you for all your people that he brought to us, amen? We just thank him. And we're going to hear the announcement. We thank the Lord for Sister Allison agreed to be the announcer. So, you know, we're thanking him for that. Let's give her a big hand. Amen. 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 You can use that mic over there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Mic is right there. Go ahead on, Sister Allison. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing it, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Today is Saturday, September 12th, Friends and Family Day.
Yeah.
The pastor is asking everyone to ask someone to come with or meet them at service each second Saturday in the month.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, September 15th, prayer and Bible study. Our lesson is on page 19.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, September 19th, Evangelistic Day.
Amen.
Our own evangelist, Marva Porter, will be ministering to us.
Amen.
1 hour prior to service, we want to meet where our first chapel was to pass out track.
Amen.
On Tuesday, September 22nd, prayer and Bible band. Our lesson is on page 18.
Amen.
On Sunday, September 26th, Eucharist Day. Let's make sure we have purchased the items prior to this service. Remember, we'll sing us hymn and leave out without talking in the sanctuary.
Amen.
Tuesday, September 29th, prayer and Bible study. The lesson is on page.
We haven't decided.
Okay. And then there's a special announcement. Tuesday, September 6th, starts our consecration as we prepare for the Holy Convocation Spiritual
Retreat
and Crusade 2015. I'm asking all that is able to fast and prayer follow this schedule. A first week until 12 noon or whatever your husband is at work. B, second week, fast and pray until 3 p.m. Third week until the end of the consecration after 6 p.m., 40 days. Remember the sick and set in, chapman, DeMarlo, River Jarrett, Sister B. Williams, and any other six members. Read our mission statement at the end of the announcement.
That was for you, amen. That's where we are together with you, amen.
Our mission statement.
And the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Luke 14:23. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel. That's Cleveland. That's LIMG. You know, you come over here, we have work for you to do. Amen. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. Amen. Our website, if you're on Facebook, you can see our website. I'm not going to go through all of that for you. Amen. But we can be reached. Amen. As we're starting to prepare for our holy convocation, which is in October, we are trying to get ready because we want God to do something special during that time. Amen. Amen. Our topic for today is thank you, God, for your grace. Can you say that with me? Thank you, God, for your grace.
Thank you, God, for your grace.
Amen. And those of you who are in the radio land, I'm giving you ahead of time because I'm going to ask the church mother to come up and pray. But the scripture that we're going to be looking at is Jeremiah 31:3. The next one would be Exodus 34:6. The next one would be Deuteronomy 7:9. Amen. There are some others. I'm letting them get ready to pray, but I just want you to have them all down. Titus 2:11. Mark 10:25-27. Romans 5:15, Ephesians 1:5-6, 2 Timothy 1:9-10, Ephesians 2:8. You might say, why we have all the scriptures? But I want you to understand and see where God's grace is. Amen. 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 We're going to ask the chapel mother that she would pray at this time. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come before you this hour, humbled, we know how.
Yes.
You say, Lord, still thanks.
Thank you.
Still thanks in everything.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for what you already did. We thank you for what you're doing right here. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you because you're going all by yourself.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We know you're moving by your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You're moving all over the world. And
yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God, because you said hi. Look, Lord, beholding the evil and the good.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you because man look on the outer appearance, but you know the heart.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus.
Yeah.
We thank you for the power, all the powers in his hand.
Yeah.
We thank you for everything in his name, Lord.
Yeah.
And we thank you for the shedding of his blood.
Yeah.
And going to Calvary and dying for us, Lord.
Yeah.
For our sins, Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you for by his stripes we are healed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we ask you to look on that sinner man,
yes,
that sinner girl, that sinner boy, that sinner woman, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As you look on the backslide,
yes,
Lord, you said in your words you was married to the backslide.
Yes,
bring her back, Lord.
Yes,
look on the sick, Lord, yes, all over the world.
Yes.
Send out your healing virtue, Lord.
Healing.
Stretch out your almighty hand.
Yes,
heal all battle sickness and disease.
Yes.
Church
yes.
Revive.
Yes.
Restore, reclaim,
yes,
deliver.
Hey,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we know you have made this state and you ain't lost control and you don't make mistakes.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know the failed ain't in you, it's in her. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you today.
Yes,
we lift you up.
Yes,
we magnify your name.
Yes,
Lord. But we give you all the honor and the glory because
yes,
it all belongs to you.
Yes,
Lord, as you look on the Lord, the free family
yes,
everywhere,
yes,
all over you, the world, nation.
Yes, yes,
you, Lord, to look on your feet, chosen people to
yes,
choose,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, to listen on all the missions, to
yes,
the people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know exactly where they're at, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know they can be found, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, let the families be by. Found, Lord,
yes,
they love one so they
yes,
can have clothes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You came back in your house for no other reason
yes,
than to worship you and hear your word,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Send your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the speaker, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the messenger, in the message, yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, let it speak with hey,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Let it speak with power, authority, and anointing,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
send your word out there all over the world, Lord.
Yes,
let the globe ministry, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let somebody be church.
Yes.
Let somebody be delivered.
Yes, Lord.
Let somebody be healed.
Amen.
Let somebody be come running,
yes,
saying, what must I do to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
It's power.
Yes.
It's power in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Everything we ask,
yes,
we ask in the name of the Father,
yes,
the Son,
yes,
and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Jesus of Nazareth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Glory,
hey,
to God. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask as your servant that you come, Lord, that you send on your word, that you touch right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I need you right now to pour out your spirit upon me, Lord, that you can feed your people, Lord. If not my word or my will, but your will be done. So that the word can go out under the anointing, the power, and the authority of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. We'll be careful to give your name praise and give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, our topic is thank you, God, for your grace. Here, you know, we're going over the time when we will recognize in 9/11, that tragic day 14 years ago. But what we should be really praising God for his grace and mercy in Cleveland, Ohio, because it was in Cleveland, over Cleveland, Ohio, that they discovered that there was a plot to try to fly, they believe, the plane into Washington, D.C. But on that brave day, somebody, they say they knew the Lord, decided and get all out. They believed that it was their time to sacrifice their life for the greater good of you and I. Amen? Because they believed that they had the grace of God upon them, and only God's grace could allow someone to make the ultimate sacrifice. Think about what it was on that day. Knowing that some people were saying goodbye to their loved ones because they knew no matter what, the outcome was going to be death. Now, think about that. I don't know, we know, may not be in that position where we know no matter which way we turn, the outcome is going to be death. They made a decision to steer the plane away, a way where there was no harm could come. Oh, I thank you, God, for your grace. Because it could have fallen down in Cleveland, could have fallen down in a residential area, could have fallen down on some school. It could have fell down on you or mine's house in Cleveland. Thank God for Jesus, for his grace, that he did not allow that to happen. Sometimes you don't have to look too far to think about God's grace. But then there are great, big, and momentous things that happen, and you need to think about God's grace. Amen? Because we think about that event, but in Cleveland, we probably don't give much thought to what could have really happened here. Amen? Now, according to the dictionary of the Bible, Psalms 10:55, grace and mercy, the qualities of God's characters by which he shows himself compassionate, accepting, and generous to simple human beings, say that's me, shielding them from what is wrath, forgiving them, and bestowing upon them his righteousness so that they can live and grow in faith and obedience. Grace and mercy are particularly expressed through God's covenant with his chosen people through Jesus Christ, atoning death on the cross. Amen. His atoning death on the cross. Amen. You think about that. He wanted to have a way back. We thank God that he has grace. We're not even talking about mercy today. We're talking about just about his grace. His grace, someone said, is sufficient. Think about it. His grace allows you to be where you are right now. His grace. Had not been for his grace, many of us would be there. Had not been for his grace, well, we were talking about in Sunday school, had not been for his grace, we would be under the law, and I might not even be here to talk to you today. Amen? Because back then, there was no grace. There was instant death. But, oh, I thank God for his grace today, while we have a chance, another chance, to talk with God. But here we want to deal with relationships. If you don't have a relationship with them, then there's something missing in your life. Amen? Read, if you would read Jeremiah 31 and 30.
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yet I have loved you with my everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
Amen. Now think about his love and what? Kindness. Love and kindness. Because if he did not have love or kindness, you know, some of us, when we were in the middle of our mess, we would just be struck down dead. Amen? Because of his love and kindness, he allows there to be what the underlying covenant relationship. Amen? And think about covenant. I want you to think about that. It's a covenant. It says, now, according to Google, the divine covenant as what an agreement in the noun sense. But here's where it really gets serious. Covenant is to agree, especially by lease deed or other legal contract. Amen? If man took the word covenant to mean all of this, what must the word covenant mean to God? God Almighty, man, he makes a promise to us, our mortal human beings. God Almighty has a relationship with us. Amen. And Exodus 34 and 6 says, read that.
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
Now, I want you to think about this. You say that the Lord thought so much that he came down, amen, from his kingdom, because he's like, I need to have a talk with my brother Moses, amen. Now, you think about the day when it was so important that the Lord decided, I need to come down and talk with my son, my chosen man. We need to have a little talk. And we sing that song about have a little talk with Jesus, he'll make you right. But we're talking about his Father, God Almighty, sit down the cloud, amen. Said, I need to have a little talk with Moses, amen. You said, but he didn't touch him, but I want you to know, if he said it passed in front of Moses, amen. Now think about this. How many of you know, you feel somebody's presence, they're standing right there in front of you, you can feel their presence, amen. If they're on the side of you, you can feel their presence, amen. If they walk up on you on the back, you will feel their presence, amen? And that's just our human flesh presence, amen? Think about when God comes down and he sent the cloud and it stood there in front of them and Moses could feel his presence and what all around them. That God just wanted to have a little talk and let Moses know that I am God all by myself. But I chose you. We need to have a little talk, amen? But while we're talking, I want you to feel me. You know we use our friends to do your feeling. But think about in this present tense where God is visiting with him and he's in the presence of the cloud, then I want you to feel me. I want you to feel the power right here because you got to know it's all about God's covenant and grace with you. I made an agreement with you. Moses was going through because he was dealing with what? Some hard-headed, thick-necked folks. In other words, she was dealing with people like us. You and me. Stiff neck, hard head. You know, but then God came down and said, I got to encourage him. Because, see, we have a relationship. You know, when you have a relationship with someone, you can talk about the good times, talk about the bad times. You can laugh together. You can just have a little talk, and you can feel. You see, a relationship means when God came down, you know the Lord came down. It was not a one-sided conversation. It wasn't just the Lord talking, amen. He talked to Moses, and that took Moses to have communion with him, amen. If you go to Deuteronomy 7 and 9.
Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commands.
Amen. If you pray for me, it won't be before you long. Now think about that. God is God. God is able to keep His word. His word, God is a God that cannot lie. God is a God that is no shorter than this. God is a God that made a covenant with His chosen people. So think about this. We are human. We are just human. And often, sometimes, you know, we have good intentions. Sometimes we make promises. Sometimes we make alliances. But in all the time, we turn away. We turn away. We make ourselves into liars. Oftentimes, we decide that we're going to make new alliances with new people. Sometimes, even our patience with folks, we just not have it. We can't deal, so we have to walk away. Because we are human. But see, God came down here to let you know, I'm God. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. I'm Almighty God. I'm the God that created heaven and earth. I am the God that gave His word, that in a relationship with you. And when I'm in a relationship with you, I am long-suffering. When I'm in relationship with you, I am patient. When I'm in relationship with you, I try to get you to point you to understand that we are in a two-way relationship. You're not just a robot. I'm not God just talking to myself, but I'm here to talk to you. I'm here to listen to your cries. I'm here to listen to your mouth. I'm here to listen to your request. I am God Almighty. But see, I sent you something there. I sent you an intercessor. Because of my grace, I sent you an intercessor to come, and even when I'm upset with you, hey, someone named Jesus, hey, comes and makes intercession for you. See, I may be upset because, you know, Moses had to intercede because God's people would make him so upset that he would be ready to kill and smite them dead, but all because of God's grace. Moses was able to remind him, to know, God, now we're in a relationship. You made some promises with us. Now, what would happen if you, I know the people are hard-headed, this and that, but what would happen if you kill off your folks? What would the rest of the people in the world think? Amen? Moses was in a relationship with God. Amen? When the people would act up and not do according to God's will, Moses could go down and bend the knee and begin to pray. But oh, we have someone greater than Moses, amen? Because Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus had mercy, He had compassion. He understood what we're going through, amen? Don't say that God does not understand, but Jesus didn't understand that Jesus was a man. He was in human flesh, just like you and me. He walked this earth for what? Over 30 years. So the things that you feel, He felt. Self. He wasn't sinful nature. Amen. He know what pain felt like. He felt sorrow. He went through. Amen. Because of grace, God's grace, this child, when he was a child, he was obedient to his parents. Because he could have came without grace and said, all right, now I've been under your foot long enough. I don't have to listen to you anymore. But oh, thank God, amen. Read Titus 2 and 11.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Now, some of us say, I don't know what you're talking about, preacher. I don't have a relationship. I know God is God. I know there's a Jesus, and I know there's a Holy Spirit. But, you know, I might be saved, but I'm not there yet with a relationship. Well, but see here, the Bible wants you to know there is no reason why you cannot be in a relationship. Because there's grace. Grace for you and I. Grace is the key for you to go to a great intercessor called Jesus and say, I need some help. You might not be at the end of your road, but Jesus may be at a stop in the middle of the road, and then there's time to say, Lord, I need some help right now. Sometimes maybe you don't know what scripture to go to find that help. Maybe you don't know what to do. You can't turn around to your left, there's trouble. Turn around to your right, there's trouble. Turn around all the way behind you, there's trouble. Everywhere you go, there's trouble. But I want you to know Jesus is right there waiting for you. Mark 10 and 10 and 25 and 27. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible.
So I want you to know, see, that you know, sometimes we feel that we have so much, we don't need God. We can't turn to them because I can do anything I need. Somebody said, I know some people. You know, I've got some people. So anything I need, I know some people. I've got some people that take care of this, that, and the other. But as the church mother said, that is not a sure thing. The only sure thing in our life is God. Because people come and go. Wealth come and go. Position come and go. Power perceived or otherwise here, it comes and go. What I want you to know, that there is a way unto salvation. Jesus paid the cross. He paid the price. He's letting you know. He's letting you know there is a way to God. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 1, 5 through 6. Okay. No, Ephesians.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to good pleasure of his will.
Amen. So in other words, we're going to go back to Romans 5 and 10, 15. In other words, you know, I said God's chosen people. His chosen people are not you and I, unless you are a Jew. God's chosen people was the Jewish folks. God's chosen people is the Jewish folks. God's chosen people are the Jewish folks. And I want you to know that the only way that we were able to get back to Jesus, get back to God, is through an adoption faith. It was an adoption going on, you know, because what had to happen for that, for you and I to have a chance, all people had to say no to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
When they said no to Jesus, thank you. That opened the door for you and I, so you have no excuse. Because when the Jews said no to Jesus, the Gentiles then had a way to say yes, Lord. If it had not been for that we would be lost. But the Jews said no, and we said yes.
Thank you.
And because of that, we have a chance at salvation.
Yes,
only thing you got to do is read these scriptures. Well, you know what? You just confess. But I'm telling you the role here. When people say, well, I don't know. You better know. Because in the world that we live in right now, there's death and destruction all around. No more time for playing. It's time now, time out. Time out for playing. Time out for being in the world. Time out because Jesus is coming. But because of grace. Because of grace. Because of his grace. He is saying, I've got a way. There's a door over here. Come on in before it's too late. Because of his grace. We have Jesus. Because of his grace. We have a way that someone's making intercession. It's one thing when your parents pray for you. It's another thing when the family's praying for you. But there's nothing like when Jesus is interceding for you. That is the ultimate prayer, if you will. Romans 5 and 15.
But the free gift is not like the offense. For it by one man's